as to our statement of faith. This is my Bible. It is the word of truth. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can. I'm a believer and not a doubter. I'm a doer and not just a hearer. I am humble before the Lord. I'm obedient to the Lord. I am mature in the Lord. And I'm enthusiastic about the Lord. I know that. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles if you're not already there. We're in Proverbs 8, 10 through 12, and it says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence in knowledge and discretion. Some of your Bibles say witty inventions. You may take your seats. Amen. Let me start by saying Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day. Go ahead and give some mothers a hand clap of praise in the building. If you're online, if you're at your house, clap for yourself this morning. Hallelujah. And I want to put a disclaimer out here. You may have never given a physical birth, yet you uphold mother as you live a life of influence. You can live out the characteristics displaying a mother's godly wit, birthing hope, producing, nurturing the lives of younger people around you. Amen? So shout out to those who have raised or are raising family, extended family, children, grandchildren. Shout out for godparents, fathers filling in, the next door neighbor, the lady up the street. Come on, the one that just imparted some wisdom into you. Shout out, because that's the true meaning of mother. Amen? I'll pause for a minute and thank Pastor Bolden for the opportunity to speak before you today, all of my fellow ministers that are in the house, everybody that is here under the sound of my voice, I thank God for you for coming to see what thus says the Lord. I give honor to my family, my mom for supporting me, and not least at all, my husband for lifting me up, amen, keeping me up, amen. And so I also realize today that as we acknowledge mothers, that for some it's memories. Memories. Some may be still grieving their mother, loss of a mother, grandmother. Others, on the other hand, may not have had such a great relationship with mother for one reason or the other. But I believe that this morning there is a power in forgiveness, and it may not come all at one time, all together, but step by step, it's a little bit at a time. Chip away a little bit off at a time so that you can walk in what God has for you as mother, whether you have given a physical birth or not. Amen. And so my prayer for you this morning is that you would understand the meaning of mother in its essence. I pray you understand the essence of mother and what the name upholds. Mother upholds many facets. And so this morning, I just want to speak to you briefly about three of those facets. We want to behold mother, her godly wit. Some people say wisdom, and they're interchangeable. A mother's wit, you might have heard of that before. We want to behold mother as warrior. That's a facet of mother. Whether y'all knew it or not, mom is a warrior. And we want to behold mother as worshiper. Huh? The comfort. She's a comforter. She comforts and she is comforted. And so this morning I'm speaking to you from the topic, I, Mother. And you may remember, I don't know, some years back, I think it was in 2004, I, Robot. It was a movie that came out and it was called I, Robot. And the title, I, Robot, was meant to represent the robot speaking of himself as if he were a person. And so I took the concept of the movie and added a little twist. I said, I, Mother. I, Mother is saying we're more than just physical bodies. We need to know that our minds, our spirit, our souls, in the presence of God, is what truly makes us embody the name Mother. We often hear the term mother's wit, and that's in old folklore, traditional stories that may have been passed down. And the concept is related to wisdom. You know, some of the stories that have been passed down are there to help us. Other stories, not so much. Because when you guys think about it, there's so much out there. There's so many different things out there. Maybe the superstitions, different concepts. Some stories that are passed down. I know Miss Jessie gave an example this morning in the Women of Worth while mom was cutting a ham short. While she cut off one side of the ham, and it just passed down from tradition to tradition until they got to a point when one of the children asked, or the people growing up asked, why do you cut it like that, so short? Why do you cut that left side off like that? And I'm paraphrasing her story. And she said, I don't know. Well, my mom did it. Well, why? And then, her mom did it. Well, why she? Well, her mom did it. And nobody knew the reason why. And so we can take some traditions and some things that have been passed down that don't fit us now. And they had a purpose then, but they may not have the same purpose now. The outcome of that, she cut that ham short because her pan wasn't big enough. And you got a whole entire pan and got that little bitty ham in there. And so I said all of that to say, I'm convinced this morning that the Spirit of God wants us to know the true mother's wit. True mother's wit and wisdom come from God. The mother wit we are talking about this morning is not about education. It's about a special knowing. It's about being privy to or acquainted with God. First is to perceive. Somebody say to perceive, to know, which is to discern, and to find out. And then after you know, after you perceive, after you know, and after you find out, then it is to be perceived, to be known, and to be instructed by God. Go ahead and turn in your Bibles. Let's just look at our scripture text in Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. It's important to note that throughout the scriptures, wisdom is personified as a woman. Some people have a hard time with that. But wisdom is personified as a woman throughout the scriptures. We're going to go back over what we read. It says, receive my instruction and not silver and knowledge rather than choice gold. When he says receive my instruction, he's saying receive my correction, receive my warning. Receive my chastisement, my discipline, and not silver. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all things one may desire cannot compare to her. When he's talking about knowledge here, knowledge is the discernment, understanding, and wisdom rather than choice gold. And in verse 11, it's a little tricky in there. It says, wisdom is better than rubies, which is precious stones in some Bibles. And yet all things one may desire cannot be compared. Someone say all things. So of all of the things that you may desire, nothing can compare to wisdom. Not your riches, not your house, your car, your material possessions, not your wealth, not even your health, or anything you desire can compare to wisdom. Verse 12 says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, knowledge, and discretion. That's that one that's a little bit tricky because it talks about witty inventions. Machinery, like robot. I found this verse interesting in this passage because there are two different meanings for discretion. Discretion means clever, and then at the same time, it means cunning. Clever is associated with wisdom, which is good, but cunning and crafty is associated with wicked devices or witty inventions. So this lets me know wit can be used for good or bad. Wit, wisdom, can be used for good or bad. It's kind of like having a gift. You can use your gift for good, or you can use your gift for evil. You notice the gift is irrevocable. God is not impressed with gifts and talents he gave them. He is glorified by how you use your gift. Let's take a really good example. Look in your Bibles. Go over to Proverbs chapter 7. Proverbs chapter 7. Before we get to our scripture text, we see how in this chapter, the immoral woman used wit to, she lured young men, or a young man who the Bible says he was devoid of understanding, that he lacked common sense is what that really means. She lured him in the evening, in the black, in the dark of the night. Go ahead and turn your Bibles. In verse 4, it tells us that, love wisdom like a sister, an insight like a beloved member of the family. So we're in verse 7. It says, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. Some of your Bible say he was devoid of understanding. He wasn't that smart. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman, strolling down the path by her house. It was at twilight in the evening as deep darkness fell. The woman approached him seductively, dressed and sly of heart. She was brash, the rebellious type, never content to stay at home. She is often in the streets and markets, soliciting at every corner. You guys will read the rest of that when you get home, but go ahead and drop down to 21. 23. The scriptures there say that she seduced him with flattery and pretty speech, and he followed her at once. The scriptures say he was like an ox going to the slaughter, awaiting the arrow that would pierce his heart. He was like a bird flying into a snare, little knowing it would cost him his life. The story in that Proverbs chapter 7, the storyline made me think about Rahab. You know who Rahab is? She was a prostitute and she was used to hiding and sneaking around at night. So was she not the perfect one to contact when Joshua's spies were coming into the land? When they came to town, Rahab used her wit for good. She hid the spies, and it saved her life and her family's life. The Spirit of God is asking some of you this morning, how will you use your mother's wit? The wisdom he gave you for his glory is for his glory and not your own. How will you use your wit? And don't miss this. The characteristics in Proverbs chapter 7 can be of a man or a woman. But don't miss the characteristics, the flattering lips, the enticing speech, all for evil. You know, the Bible says that the serpent was craftier than any other beast in the field. The serpent used enticing speech, flattering words. He said, "You won't surely die." You know, the scripture tells us that the serpent was wise. He tells us to be as wise as a serpent and as harmless as a dove. The serpent is evil and uses his wisdom for evil. How will you use the wisdom, the wit that God has given you? The truth is, whether you know it or not, or whether you're paying attention, we have an enemy of our souls. And while we are concerned about physical bodies, material things, he is after our minds. While you're worrying about this, he's worrying about that. This is why Mother Wit, as warrior, is crying out. At the top of chapter 7, and even in Proverbs chapter 8, it says that wisdom is crying out in the city gates. You see, wisdom sees. Remember what I told you? Perceive, knows, and finds out. Wisdom can see the destruction ahead that's at the city gate. Wisdom is crying out even unto us this morning. To the one that's not using good judgment, the one that's maybe lacking in common sense. The Bible describes as a fool that was lured away and didn't even know it. Enticed by flattery, pretty speech, and don't even know that it may cost you your life. So whether you know it or not, there's a war going on, and it's over your soul. The wisdom says, "Listen, I have some important things to tell you." And just as wisdom is crying out in this passage, mothers are crying this morning, but we're crying inside. But in Genesis 3:15, it says the phrase, "The serpent will bruise his heel." I don't know if you know about that. It means the serpent will inflict some harm on the offspring of the woman. There's some women that need to be crying out this morning, but not inside. Crying out the way wisdom cries out at the city gates, saying, "Watch out, watch out, watch out. Be sober and vigilant, for your adversary is roaring." Hey, it says he's going about to and fro like a roaring, or as a roaring lion. So I dare some women this morning, for one moment, there's some women in the house that may need to cry out. Who is bold enough to cry out this morning? Hallelujah. On behalf of your children, when Satan has bruised the heel of your children. Not a hand clap, a cry out. Glory to God. You know, we like to clap. It's clap. You clap. We clap. But when the war is going on, how when they was marching around the walls of Jericho, that was quiet at first. But when it was time to shout glory to God, it was time to shout. And that's what God may be requiring of you today, like wisdom. Wisdom cries out. Wisdom wasn't too dignified. Glory to God, because there's a war going on. Hey, when Satan bruises the heel of your child, when I say that bruises the heel, when your family is affected, when your children are affected, extended family, when it hits your house, when it hits your door, hey, there ought to be a cry. The cry is different. It's a different cry. You drop down in that Genesis 3:15. Later it says the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. She will defeat Satan. Hallelujah. Oh, but you can't do it quiet. And you can't do it with a pity pat. It may require something of you. It may require something of you, something uncomfortable, something that doesn't look good, something that's not popular. Oh, glory to God. If there's somebody in here who needs to cry out, I dare you cry out in this place on today for your children, for your family. Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it. It's too quiet. Oh, but when it hits your front door, I pray you remember this message right here. It won't matter where you are. It won't matter who's looking at you. It won't matter because your family. Hey, I gotta talk about it for a minute. Your child, your marriage. Come on, mother. Huh? Cry out like wisdom cries out. Glory to God. I see you. Glory to God. Hey, and if it's not your time to cry out, your day might be coming. So what you do is support the ones that are crying out by going ahead and lifting up a shout with the sister that's crying out. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, watch out. Watch out. Watch out. Watch over my children, my family. Lead them and guide them, Lord God. Protect them as they go to and fro, Lord God. Watch over them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, wisdom is knowledge applied. I'm going to say that again. Wisdom is knowledge applied. What good is it having a lot of knowledge? A whole lot of knowledge. A lot of know-how. A lot of know-how. I know, I know, I know, I know. Sometimes you talk to somebody, I know. I know. Because they don't realize you keep telling them because they not doing. They don't act like they know. You know, the scriptures in Timothy 3:7, it talks about always learning, but never coming into the knowledge of truth. Always learning, 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 but never walking it out. Never walking in what you learn. The Bible says that's having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Come on, somebody. You are not a robot. You're going step one, step two, step one, step two, step three, step one, step two. The next day, step one, step two. Not willing that you might have to adjust sometimes. You have to switch it up. Shake it up. Change it up. The same thing every day and day out and day in and day out. And every now and then you need a little shaking up. Confuse the end. Take a different way. Do a different route. Do it different. You know, anybody in the military, you know, have you heard of the element of surprise? Come on, there's a tactic where you sneak in, you sneak up. You don't think the enemy knows that tactic? You sneak up on somebody. You don't come full, here I come, here I come. He's sneaking up. Why you, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. He coming around the back. And guess what, you predictable. He know what time you leave. He know what time you coming. He know your routine. He know your weaknesses. Huh? He know where to get in. He know where you left the back door open. You forgot to lock the lock. You didn't lock your car last night. The enemy knows your routine. The element of surprise is not just for us. We're not sneaking up. We need to be on, we're supposed to be on offense. We're on defense. You're like a robot. But I, mother, I am not a robot. Step one, step two, step three. Check, check, check. Never able to adjust. You guys know the difference between wartime and peacetime. There's a difference in the natural, but you need to know in the spirit, there is always a war going on. There is always a war going on. So at the time that you are not in a position to say you're going to shout right now, you think it's peacetime because it's just quiet. Everything seems to be going just fine. Uh-huh. Everything seems to be going just right. Nothing to worry about, which is it's good to. But you always praying. You're always sober and vigilant, alert, on ready. You don't wait till it happened to hit the prayer closet. It's too late then. Oh, yeah. He just snuck around the back. He got you on the side. There is no peacetime the way it is in the natural war zone. Huh? During the peacetime, people get a little slack. Stop doing some things that you know you should be doing. Not praying like you normally pray. I'll do my devotional a little bit later. But there's always a war going on. There is an enemy of your soul. And he's to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. Amen? You ever notice that's when it's at someone's house, you pray. The prayer is different. Prayer is different. When it shows up at your front door, there's an intensity. Yeah. There's an urgency. Mm-hmm. Amen. That needs to happen. Yeah. But I want to encourage you to have that sense of urgency before it shows up at your door. Yeah. We are not robots. We are human who feel and have to be connected to Christ. Have to perceive. Have to know. Discern the times. Discern in the areas of your responsibility. Be alert. Be vigilant. Amen? And lastly, you look at mother's wit as worshiper. Just like the enemy is going to and fro, like a roaring lion, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, the Spirit of God is going to and fro, seeking such to worship him. And so you are either going to be found by the enemy. Let me help somebody out. The same way the lady looked at the city gate and said, I seen a young man. I seen a group of young men. But I seen one who lacked good judgment. He lacked common sense. I seen one that was foolish. And that's who the enemy went after. That's who she sought after. And so just as the enemy is going to and fro, seeking whom he may devour, be found in the Lord when the Lord is going to and fro. Go ahead. Come on, let me help somebody. Bring it on. Back and forth, seeking such to worship him. Be found in worship and not as the unwise, the one who lacks judgment, the one who is not consistent, the one who lacks common sense, the one who is an easy target. Be found in worship. And your worship is not necessarily your hallelujah or your hand clap. Your worship is your lifestyle. Your worship is how you live, how you move, how you act. You are a praise unto God. You are a praise unto God when you live a godly life, when you connect with God, when you are in his presence. Hallelujah. When as you perceive him, as you know and discern him, and you find out, that second part of the definition is when you are perceived. Let me help you out. When you are able to know and perceive and discern, when you find out you are being perceived, you are being known, then you are being instructed by God. That's that connection. But when you are not found in that connection, when you are not found in worship, in your lifestyle, when you are not declaring mother in the way that you live with godly wit, you are an easy target. You stand out in a crowd, and the enemy says, like she said in chapter 7, I sought diligently, and I found you. The enemy is saying, I found you to some of you. I sought diligently, and I found you. But I want to encourage you on today. You don't have to be found by an enemy. The enemy that's going to and fro like a roaring lion. When you are found by the one true and living God. Oh, when you're found in his presence. When you're walking out that song, when he says, oh, she said, oh, how you walk with me. Oh, how you talk with me. Oh, how you tell me that I am your own. It is then that worshiper can combine with her warrior. When you found in Christ, then you can say, no fire can burn me. Yeah. Woo! No battle can turn me. No mountain, think about mountain, can stop me. Yeah. Why? Because he know your name. Yeah. He's holding your hand when you're walking, when you're talking, when you know, when you perceive that you found out, you are found. You are known. And you are instructed. He can tell you to watch out at the city gate. At the city gate. Glory to God. Watch out when you get to your job this morning. Don't turn left. Turn right. Don't take that way. Take that way. Don't go to that event. Go to that event. Don't leave at this time. Leave it this time. Take this way to work. Go to the grocery store. Go now, go now, go now. And in those instances, you find out you run into somebody you didn't intend to run into. Divine appointments, when you are known, when you know and you are known, there's a difference. Amen? There's a difference. Because here it is. Here's the truth of the matter. The enemy don't fight fair.
Amen.
When he can't get you, he goes for your children. He goes after things that are important to you. He tries to divide the things that are supposed to be united. He's against everything that God wants to put together. He wants to put asunder. He don't fight fair. There are two meanings of wit that stand out to me. One is yada in Hebrew, and the other is hos, and it means how. Yada means knowing, and hos means how. God is trying to get us to go past the yada. He's trying to take us from yada to hos, from knowing to how. Amen. This how is demonstrated again and again in Scripture using the words like or as. And that's the same example I give you. The devil is going fro as a roaring lion. He's telling you how the enemy would like to sift you. He said, be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. He said, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, or if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to this mountain and it will be removed. We got to go from yada to host, from knowing to how. I know what's going on. I have the knowledge. I got all the knowledge. But how do I apply it? That's wisdom. When you have knowledge and you apply it, now you are operating in the wisdom of God. Amen? Amen. In Exodus 33:16-17, you know, Moses was one that was able to speak face to face with God. Not directly at him, but in his presence. And he asked a profound question in verse 16. He says, how will anyone know that you look favorably on me and your people if you don't go with us? This is them when he was leading the people and they had to make a stop. And he went up and talked to God on the mount. And the people got tired of waiting and wanted to build a golden calf. Just acting all up. And Moses had to ask God, how will anyone know? He was saying, if you don't go with us, I don't think we need to go. That's basically, I'll be paraphrasing. How will anyone know if you don't go with us? He said, your presence among us sets your people and me apart from all other people on earth. His presence. His presence is what separates you from other people. His presence is what separates you, which is why the one young man was chosen and not the others. The Lord replied to Moses, I will indeed do what you have asked. I look favorably on you, and I know your name. I know your name, just like the song says. Does God know your name? Does God know your name on this morning? I know you know him. I know you know him. I know you heard of who he is. But the bigger question is, are you known? Does he know you? Does he know you? You know the scripture that says, depart from me, I never knew you. Oh, they were doing a lot of works. They were doing a lot of things, but I prophesied in your name. I did this in your name. I did that in your name, Lord. I was there. I was there on Sunday mornings. I was there on Wednesday evenings. I taught. I did this. I did that. Depart from me. I never knew you. I never knew you. Wow. Don't miss it. Let's not miss this. Let's not only know, perceive, and find out. Let's be known Let's be known by God. Let's be known. And I know this is not a hoorah, this is not the hoorah sermon, but it's what he gave me for this time. Amen. The urgency is now. Yeah. There's a law over the church. Amen. And God showed me in the spirit the law, the robotic action. Step one. Step two. I'm going here. No urgency. No adjusting. Deliverance is needed over here. It's a family battling over here. There's a war going on. And the Spirit of God is saying, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. Where's the warrior, the worshiper? Where's the wisdom, applied knowledge? No more step one, step two. Be alert, be sober, and vigilant, for your adversary roars to and fro. Wake up! Wake up! Wake up! This is a call to wake up! Wake up! Another direction I wanted to go, but God stirred me right back here. So no hoorah. No hoorah. Yeah. Yeah. But the real deal. In the midst of this war, be found in worship. Be found applying the knowledge that he has already given you. Don't walk in the form of godliness and deny the power thereof. It's time out. He ain't fighting fair. Your family is at stake. Your marriage may be hanging in the balance. Wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. The urgency, the time is now. Oh, this is a rhema word that I couldn't get away from. Tossed all night with the word. Not a robot. Wanting to be a person. You are a person who can think and feel and act and move according to the Spirit of God. You are in this world, but you are not of this world. You can't go everywhere everybody else goes. You can't do what everybody else does. There's a wisdom crying out, crying out. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Our souls are at stake. And he's calling for some mothers. And don't get stuck on the gender. He's calling on producers. Nurturers, seed planters, hope dealers, hope dealers, hope dealers. Mother in its essence this morning. Mother, it's time to cry out, and it may not be now. And so when you look around and you see a sister or brother crying out, you see somebody that's going through, you ought to get to crying out with them. You ought to get to showing up with them. Somebody said you either in a battle, coming out of a battle, or getting ready to go in one. And I used to say, what? And that's the truth. You better be on alert. Somebody said, be on the ready. Oh, because he's coming. Oh, but we're not afraid when we walk in the way we ought to walk. When we talk in the way we ought to talk. Hallelujah. Go ahead and give God some praise in this place. Hallelujah. I dare you open up your mouth. Let's do something different. Stand on your feet. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop worshiping him. Hallelujah. Oh, create an atmosphere in this place. Create an atmosphere that'll glorify God. Hallelujah. Make it conducive for somebody who needs to cry out. Make it conducive for somebody who's got a pain in their body. Make it conducive for somebody who's in the war right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Oh, the urgency is now. Cry out. Cry out at the city gate where you see the sin, where you see the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. And I'm just going to pray. I'm praying out of turn. But I'm praying for mother, whatever that looks like, the essence of mother, who's right now, who realize I'm in the war. This a war going on. My family, they after my grand. He's trying to run up. Oh, if you was in the world, you was ready. You were taking off earrings and you were moving stuff out the way. Glory to God. But there's a way to fight in the spirit of God. Oh, I'm going to need you to square your shoulders back. Hallelujah. I'm going to need you to walk firm and sure-footed. Get a word in your belly that says, oh, not on my watch. Amen. Not today. You hear those slogans. Not today, Satan. Not no day. Amen. Go ahead. It's real. I know y'all looking at me, what in the world? But, hey, if you had this word tearing you up, yeah. Oh, you better give it like he gave it to you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's real. They say it's real out here. It's real out here. And just because you don't see it doesn't mean it ain't happening. It's just a matter of time. Glory to God. It's just a matter of time. Be on ready. Ready, ready, ready. Give God some praise in this place. Glory to God. We thank you, Jesus, for your grace. God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God.